flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
an extremely unhappy man approached a guru and said, "My greatest problem is poverty. Living from hand to mouth. I have a wife, 5 children, a widowed sister, old mother, old father. I'm not getting along anywhere. What should I do?" The guru said, "You try some business." But the man said, "I tried everything and nothing works." So the guru suggested, "Why don't you start selling the bread and at the same time open a shop for clothes, white clothes, to put over the dead bodies? Because so long as man is alive and so long as men dies, so long as men die, these two things they need." The man went home and it did as he was told. But after 1 month, he came back and he was still the same, poor. The guru asked, "How come?" "Because man always needs food. And men are dying every day. So they need white clothes to put over the dead bodies. What has happened?" The man said, "In my village, nobody is living, nor anyone is dying. They are just dragging along. They are neither alive nor dead. They are just dragging along. Life has become a burden. Life has become a stress. And people are just carrying on. They live as if they are dead. And when they die, they are already dead. There is no charm. There is no spark. There is no liveliness, no animation, a dead life. They are just carrying along. They are just stretching. The whole existence is a burden for them. There is no flow. There is resistance. There is no joy. But they have become a living shop of confusion. Every man is carrying a shop of confusion. Strained life. Strained relationships, depressed looks, unfulfilled expectations, unsatiated life. Every mind appears empty, unfulfilled. Lonely. And how all this has happened. Everything is the result of thought. In this Murli, Baba said, thoughts are seeds. Thoughts are energies. Thoughts are treasures. Thought is a seed. The mind, the land of mind, is the garden. What seeds you sow, so shall you reap the harvest. Thoughts are the treasures. Thought is an energy. What you are doing with this energy? Are you wasting this energy or utilizing it to the hilt? If you draw an energy map or energy chart, how it is like? Energy meter. Morning, afternoon, evening, night. How is this energy like? The graph. By noon it starts dipping. By evening it might dip more and then it rises and then again goes down. Again it might rise. So there are ups and downs. This chart of energy. The energy tracker, the energy meter. The thought energies. What happens to it when situations come? When circumstances? Energy thieves. Energy drainers, energy wasters, energy robbers. Thought is the energy, a very subtle energy. In this Murli, Baba talked about hand reading, face reading, pulse reading. There are people in the world, the astrologers. They do hand reading. Baba said, I am not an astrologer. I do face reading. And in face, he sees three things again. Forehead, your eyes, and your mouth. On the forehead, he sees the speed of thought and the quality and the nature of thought. In the eyes, he sees the fire. In the mouth, he is seeing the words. So this Murli basically focuses only on two things, what you think and what you speak. Thoughts and words, both are energies. If you speak too much, if you speak loudly, if you speak non-stop, your energy gets wasted. Baba said two words are enough and they are tantamount to 100 words. What you speak, what is it carrying? It should have blessings, Amritvani, not the Laukik Vani. So, words are energies. Word is an energy. The more you spend, the less powerful you become. The more you conserve. So the entire game of spirituality is about energy management. Energy management. Energy conservation. Energy cultivation. How do you conserve the energy? How do you manage this energy? What is the energy tracker? What is the energy meter? How do you feel is your energy? It's a beautiful drill. Baba said, when somebody becomes weak, that person is given IV dextrose or some injection so that he becomes strong again. Here also, the soul becomes weak, it should receive an injection. And what is that injection? The churning of knowledge is the injection. I am Master Almighty, Authority Soul. This is the injection. To put a full stop is the injection. I am soul, not body, is the injection. I am the soul who has got all the rights. I am the child of God. A true heir. That is the injection. So have powerful thoughts. These powerful thoughts are the injections. Creating powerful thoughts is the injection. Is the saline bottle that will make you strong. So, one thought, 1 minute drill. This is a beautiful exercise. Set the tracker. So I'll set the tracker for 1 minute. Just hold one thought. And focus on that thought for 1 minute. Okay? And the thought is, I am a soul and not the body. So start. 1 minute, only one single thought. Let not the mind go to any other thought. 1 minute, one thought, 1 minute drill. So we'll just take one thought, close the eyes, and just hold this thought. I am a soul, not body. Start. Open the eyes. In the 1 minute only, one can realize how restless the mind is. It is so difficult. 1 minute is a long time. But this is what the practice is all about. We need to gather such small drills, some such small practices. Hold on to one thought and see what happens. The moment you start holding on to one thought, mind wants to jump to another thought. Mind is like monkey, restless by its very nature. Absolutely restless. It doesn't want to stay. You must have seen people in the train. They are doing something or other. They are speaking with the neighbor. Or they are chewing gums. They are looking outside. They are opening their bags. Again putting back. Doing something or other all the time. Restless, restless, restless. When you tell a person who is smoking, why do you smoke? You should stop smoking. He will not. Because that is one of the methods of release. The mind is internal, there is so much restlessness. The person is engaged in any addiction. That addiction is one of the methods of release of internal restlessness. Smoking will cause this and smoking will cause that. It is useless to him. He knows everything. But it is the internal release of that restlessness. So also vices. Only in the depth of meditation one can stop smoking. Where the mind becomes still in the internal space. There where the pendulum comes in the middle. Otherwise, it will give up smoking and start something chanting Ram Ram. Or it will do something else and nothing will work. But yes, at least from unhealthier to healthier habits he can go. But the trap remains the same. The Murli starts with different samans, ekras, constant mind. Ek nomi, just one father and none other. Stable, like a lotus, untouched. Master Almighty Authority, Siddhi Swaroop, the embodiment of success. Mahavir, Maharathi, Master Almighty Authority. Different words Baba has used. So the entire play is around mind. So this is a drill. Another visualization is thoughts are seeds. Imagine the mind is the garden. You are planting a seed. And see, this seed is turning into, is bringing what actions, what fruits. Where is thought? What is the result? Thoughts of doubts, what is the result? Thoughts of belittling others, thoughts of superiority, thoughts of inferiority, thoughts of depression, thoughts of love. What happens? See the result. Thoughts, results. Thoughts, results. You hate somebody, what is the result? You love somebody, what is the result? You are infatuated and attracted to somebody, what is the result? Thoughts of lust, thoughts of anger, thoughts of avarice, thoughts of attachment, thoughts of greed, thoughts of ego. What happens? See the entire thing. They say that a man is drowning. A man is drowning. In 1 second, he sees his own entire life. Entire picture of a life comes in front of him. In that state of death, near-death experience. So we should have practice of looking at the whole, not at fragments. What is the whole picture? The yesterday's whole picture, not just the morning Amrit Vela. How was the morning? How was the afternoon? How was the evening? How was the night? What is the entire picture? One. Second, of any relationship, husband and wife. What is the entire picture of the whole life? There was a couple that fought the whole life. They've kept on fighting the whole life. 30 years, 40 years of fighting. And one day, the husband came home and he found his wife is so happy sitting, standing with the garland. It is their marriage anniversary. He thought, today we are not going to fight. It looks today is a very happy day of celebration. He went inside and he saw there were two neckties kept by his wife. So probably they are thinking of going out for some enjoyment or party. He takes a bath and so happily he comes out, wear new clothes, and there are two ties, neckties hanging. He takes the one and is about to tie. And the wife says, why not the other one? The same thing would have happened if he had taken the other one, and the fight starts again. The whole life is spent in fighting, and now again fighting. So fighting has become sanskar. Fighting is an action of release, of internal restlessness. They can't live without fighting. They have to fight. So Baba said, the entire work has to be done at the level of thought. Thought is the ground, is the basic. Work at the level of thoughts. And how do you work at the level of thoughts? By creating powerful thoughts. And from where you get the powerful thoughts? From all the avyakta murlis. So read the murli, churn the murli. What Baba said in today's murli? This is the injection. Churning knowledge, this is the injection. Writing knowledge, this is the injection. Recalling knowledge, discussing knowledge, brainstorming knowledge, discussing knowledge, having a healthy debate on knowledge, writing an essay, creating a slogan, creating an artwork, creating a workshop, a seminar, or an activity, or some picture, some project, some poster. Writing, reading, churning, speaking, explaining, sharing, talking about it, explaining to a small child, explaining to entirely a new stranger. So all these things are thought empowerment exercises. And the last thing is Sankalpa challenge. There are challenging situations, what thoughts you create. In those situations, that is important. For example, I will give you a situation. Different situations of life. You are about to present an important. You have to present at an important, but you feel nervous and doubtful. You have a lecture to give. But just before the lecture, you feel nervous. Now the challenge is, what is the powerful sankalp to overcome this anxiety? So what is the example? I am a master almighty soul. I radiate confidence and clarity. This is the answer. Another situation, you had an argument with your close friend and the relationship feels strained. Now the challenge is provide a sankalp to restore harmony. What is the example of sankalp? I am an embodiment of peace and love and my vibrations heal all relations. Another is, you are overwhelmed by multiple tasks and you feel you can't manage everything. Again, a sankalp is needed here. Again, a situation is somebody is criticizing you. It is affecting your mood. Somebody is talking against you. It is affecting your mood. So, the sankalp challenge is how to maintain stability. And what is that sankalp? I am stable. I am detached. I observe and respond with understanding and calmness. Or you are stuck in a negative thought loop about a past mistake. Challenge, how to come out of it. The past is gone. I am pure and powerful soul. So these are the just three exercises. One thought, 1 minute exercise. Visualizing thoughts as seed. As Baba said, thought is seed, thought is energy, thought is treasure. And the third exercise is Sankalp Challenge. You can draw a picture of Baba said, the way thoughts are like bamboo forest. They strike and there is a fire and everything is destroyed. To stop giving birth to waste thoughts, thought birth control, thought jungle activity. Thoughts are like that forest, wild forest, forest fire. These are very dangerous. There is uncontrolled, unchecked. They give rise to. That's why Baba said thoughts and words. Selected, the lesser they are, the powerful they are. Siddhi Swarup souls. This is the definition of Siddhi Swarup thoughts. You become Maharati, you become Mahavir, you become Begampur Badshah, the emperor of a kingdom which is free from sorrow. Om Shanti.